This is Patrick speaking. Patron services. Adjustments and additions to a patron services team can drastically increase accessible options in a theater space for blind and low vision patrons. Here are some examples of possible patron services additions and adjustments for your consideration. Designated point of contact. Assigning a staff member as the designated point of contact for accessibility concerns offers a streamlined approach to decreasing individual access barriers. This individual should be clearly identified on digital communications, including emails and your organization's website, with contact info available for any inquiries related to access. This individual should respond to concerns about how patrons will be able to access performances and have the ability to offer a variety of customizable solutions that suit relevant access needs and the performance's specific barriers. You can find Ontario-based consulting companies who specialize in accessibility in the live events sector on the Accessibility Consultants Association of Ontario website. Ushering. Upon arriving at the venue, navigating the space to find the box office, finding the correct aisle and seat, washrooms, concessions, etc. can be a challenge for blind and low vision patrons. When standard signage does not present a viable solution, offering an usher to meet patrons during a designated window of time to escort them around the venue can assist in navigating a presentation space with dignity and confidence. Accessing a concession stand can also be challenging during a brief intermission in a busy and unfamiliar lobby. Offering a menu online that is screen reader friendly, as well as a physical menu written in Braille, can be helpful. Offering ushering services that escort patrons to a canteen is another suggestion that can ease access challenges for blind and low vision patrons. Program. Programs can be a valuable tool for communicating relevant information to patrons prior to a performance. Digital programs can be available for download, but only when they are screen reader friendly. You can find relevant guidelines for screen reader friendly PDFs at this link. Offering a large print program can also help low vision patrons who struggle to read the smaller print.